Hello and welcome to Recipe Challenge.
Episode 5.
Yes. I'm your host, Rebecca Collins.
I'm your co-host, Katie Lail.
And today our challenge is cottage cheese. You love it. You hate it. Actually, I am...
I feel like you've always been on the cottage cheese train.
I have.
You've never wavered.
No, I haven't. I've been tried and true. And I'm curdling with cottage cheese fun facts today.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
But first, cottage cheese quiz.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Rapid fire.
Oh my gosh.
This is for you.
Okay.
Let's not think about the answers too hard.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
This is a scientific quiz to find out just what kind of cottage cheese eater you are.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Large, medium, small curd.
Small.
Full fat, 2% or fat free?
2%.
Sweet or savory mix-ins?
Savory all the way. 100%. Didn't even have to think about that
one. Okay, this one's kind of weird, but if you're an experienced eater, you'll know what I mean. Cottage cheese eater, you'll know what I mean. On the drier side or wetter side?
I think drier, and I was just...
What?
Well, I only have experience with two brands.
Okay.
But the brand I used today was like wetter, and I didn't like it.
Oh, no. Okay.
We can get into that.
We'll get into it.
I guess in between, but towards
drier. In between. Drier side. Okay. Okay. As a topping, a dip, a spread, or as an ingredient in a bigger recipe like a lasagna?
I'd go for dip.
Okay, dip.
Yep.
What is the absolute best thing to eat with cottage cheese?
Whoa! I'm a fan of a wheat thin or a cracker.
Okay. All right.
I don't know how deep we're getting into dippers right now, but...
No, we'll save that.
Okay,
action.
We'll save it. But yeah.
Okay, so you like it to with a cracker or a chip of some kind.
Yeah, or you could do a veggie if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the worst thing to eat with cottage cheese?
Oh my God. The worst thing to eat with cottage cheese is like peaches.
I agree. Maybe topped only by pear.
Yes.
Because when I was looking around on the internet, I saw something with pear and I was like, no.
Oh no. No, no, no.
But like... you know, maybe a fresh peach, but not a canned peach.
No.
Yuck. Okay. What is your favorite thing about cottage cheese? We're going deep.
I do love, like, it's got a higher protein level. I mean, all cheese has protein, but as far as, you know, I'm trying to get more protein in these days, so that's been a draw for me.
Okay. Final question. What is cottage cheese?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
What is it? Okay.
I have no idea.
That's okay because...
I want to know about the process.
I have done the research because it would feel kind of weird not to know what cottage cheese was.
Yeah.
So here it is.
Is it related to like whey, like curds and whey?
It has...
not so much.
That was debunked online.
Okay.
But actually, I think it does make some sense because it's curdled milk.
Okay.
So you make it by introducing an acid to pasteurized milk, although I think there is some cottage cheese out there made with raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, there's like some daring people who are like, I'm doing this with raw milk. So when you introduce the acid, it separates milk solids from milk like liquids, which is the whey.
Yeah.
So you are making like...
The liquid is the whey. Yeah.
The liquid is the way. It's so zen. The liquid is the way. And so you've got curds and you've got whey. So I don't know.
Then
they cut it into pieces, little pieces, and they drain off more whey. Then they cook the curds. They gently press them. Then they rinse them with water, add salt, and a dressing of cream. At the end of the process.
So they add cream.
So they're taking out all that water.
Yeah.
Away. And then they're adding in the cream.
Hmm.
And you can make your own cottage cheese.
Hmm.
I did not even know that or consider it.
No way.
I am a store-bought cottage cheese person. But I would try it if I was at like a really good restaurant. And for some unknown reason, they were like, appetizer. Homemade artisanal cottage cheese. Here's a cottage cheese fun fact. I don't know if it's true or not because this is from Wikipedia, but they said that cottage cheese is naturally yellow.
Oh.
Because of the cream dressing, but they add titanium dioxide to make it white.
What?
But I don't know if I 100% believe that.
When you say cream dressing, do you mean cream or something? No, it's something
like,
different.
Yeah, like milk.
Cream. Okay, got it.
No.
Huh.
I don't know, but it could be yellow.
Because don't they add some, like, annatto or something to make, like, cheddar, like, some cheddar cheese is orange? Like, they add in a coloring to make it orange?
But now
they're taking it away. Who knew? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a whole thing. I don't even know.
But this is a different, this is kind of a whole different process.
This is different. So. This is very, very, very
would you eat
different.
Cottage cheese if it was orange?
Well, yellow.
I'm sorry, yellow.
Yellow, like a cream, like, cream yellow, I don't think I'd have a problem. Like the color of butter.
Okay, basically. Sure. Like butter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So then I was like, well, what is the history of cottage cheese?
Yes, I want to know, yeah, why is it called that?
Yeah. If you believe Wikipedia, cottage cheese may have started in the Middle East. There are ancient carvings found in a Mesopotamian.
Stop it.
I'm not making this up. Bear with me.
Of someone dipping a wheat thin into some cottage cheese.
It's someone eating a peach filled with cottage cheese. They're opening a can of peaches. The next panel is them eating it with cottage cheese. Okay. Now, there are ancient carvings found in a Mesopotamian temple from around 5,000 BC showing the making of a, I don't know how they know this, a cheese-like substance using salt and milk. I don't even know how they know this. That would give you a curd-like cheese that would be similar to cottage cheese, but it's actually not the same because cottage cheese needs an acid, not just salt. Mm-hmm. You need to have like white vinegar at least to get the real cottage cheese effect.
Yeah.
Could
you use like a lemon juice or maybe you need something more
acidic? I think at home you could use white vinegar or lemon juice, but they recommend vinegar. There was also something about maybe like the Romans making cheese, curdled cheese, like that inside of a cow or sheep's stomach.
Oh, okay.
So you take the stomach and you've got like the acid in there and you put milk in there.
Oh boy.
Ooh.
Oh boy.
That's a treat. So then, like we jump forward to Western Europe. No exact dates were given. Farmers making cottage cheese from leftover or sour milk, so nothing would go to waste. And you can make cottage cheese with sour milk because you're putting an acid in it anyway, so it doesn't matter. So that would be a good way not to let anything go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
And then, jumping ahead even further, on Wikipedia, Minnesota got a cottage cheese shout-out.
Love it.
Said, in the late 19th century, Minnesota farmers sometimes made Dutch cheese when milk went sour.
Okay.
Similar to modern industrial cottage cheese. I feel like if this was true, we would be hearing about it all the time when there would be like special Dutch cheese.
Yeah.
But
have not heard of Dutch cheese, but we're right next to Wisconsin. So, I mean, we hear a lot about cheese.
Sure. We do.
I don't know if I've seen,
but Dutch cheese, I don't know.
I've heard about it.
So you really get to the industrial cottage cheese during World War I. When they promoted it to eat as a protein instead of, you know, they were saving the meat for infantry.
Mm-hmm.
So they really promoted the hell out of cottage cheese as an alternative. And after that, cottage cheese was just part of the culture. It just went off like gangbusters in the 70s. It was the ultimate diet food.
I was just going to say, like, when
a lot of protein and you can get the low fat. Yes. So people just went nuts on the, you know, the cottage cheese. In the 80s, though, yogurt came in, kind of eclipses cottage cheese as the diet food of choice.
Also good for protein.
Well, yeah, I think cottage cheese
is like
more
Greek yogurt.
But now, as we all know,
it's back, baby.
Cottage cheese is back, baby. Gen Z has discovered cottage cheese. Just like they discovered the Watergate salad that we talked about in episode one.
So great.
And speaking of Watergate, this is so interesting. This is my best cottage cheese fact.
Yeah.
So Apparently on the day that Nixon announced his resignation, August 8th, 1974, he ate, as his last lunch at the White House, cottage cheese and pineapple for lunch with a glass of milk. And
gross.
The picture of the lunch is part of the archive of the Nixon in the National Archive.
Oh my gosh. There is a picture.
Well, it will be linked in the show notes.
And we will post it on Instagram.
Okay. This picture of this is the saddest this saddest lunch. And like it is literally pineapple rings with a little scoop of cottage cheese and a glass of milk. I don't know any adult man that could survive.
No.
And he must have been on a serious diet.
Must have been.
Because this is like a very sad lunch. You got to see this picture.
Oh, I can't wait.
It is pretty good. And the archivist at the National Archives, who's responsible for the Nixon administration photograph, said this is the only photo that's entirely food focused without people in it, and it's cottage cheese. So
bam, good find.
Yeah, so I would say that 2023 was the banner year for cottage cheese, because when I was doing my research, there were so many articles from like May to August of 2023. The New York Times, the New York Post, the Wall Street Journal, People Magazine. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like, cottage cheese is back. Here's some recipes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just crazy. And
for you, it never left.
Yeah. For me, it never left. Here's what one article said. Get ready to welcome cottage cheese with open arms. The dairy dish long associated with grandma's house and diets is experiencing a trendy revitalization. So TikTokers, they've come up with all kinds of things to do with cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Cottage cheese pancakes. No flour.
Okay.
Cottage cheese ice cream, which I actually, I kind of want to try it.
Yeah?
It only has like four ingredients.
Okay.
Cottage cheese vodka pasta sauce and cottage cheese toast.
Okay.
And whipped cottage cheese, which actually looks good because it's just like whipped cream kind of. Or like not whipped cream, but like whipped cream
cheese. Like a whipped ricotta or something.
Yeah.
Well, maybe thicker than
that. So you can like put that on toast and then they put tomatoes and...
I would eat it on toast. Yeah, whatever. Some avocado, whatever.
Yeah. So so what is your personal history with cottage cheese?
So limited. Pretty limited. Never really ate it ever growing up.
Okay. Nope.
And then I'm going to say maybe 10 years ago was like at the grocery store, like looking for a snack, good snacks, right?
Yep.
I work at an elementary school. So need, you know, you like pack your lunch at the beginning of the day to go to work.
Yeah.
And I saw like the cottage cheese and peaches, like it's like a cup, right? With both of it in there. And this looks like a great high protein snack. Took a bite. Hated it.
Okay.
Can't do the sweet.
No, and
I do love a sweet and salty combo.
Okay.
But it just was not. Maybe there just wasn't enough texture.
Sure.
But then just in the last year or so, getting more protein. I bought the Good brand. I think it's called Good.
Oh, it's literally called.
I think it's called Good.
Oh, do
and,
I?
And.
Good culture.
Good culture. Yes, it's called Good Culture. Bought some of that. Had it as a snack with some Wheat Thins. Chef's kiss. Delicious.
Delicious.
So that's kind of a go-to snack now. It's just
the carb, definitely the salt with it.
Like definitely having a dipper. I usually do like a cracker.
Okay.
But you could do a veggie or something. But yeah, pretty limited.
And so
yeah.
Geez. I don't know. I think my parents ate cottage cheese every meal.
Wow.
No, not every meal, but like almost every lunch.
Like with what? How?
It's like a farm thing, I think.
What did they eat it? Like
just plain.
Just plain?
Okay. Plain.
Wow.
Cannot get enough of it. Here's my thing, my guilty thing that I started when I was a kid and like is still like a comfort thing.
Yeah.
Cottage cheese and like Ruffle potato chips.
Oh yeah,
or like
I have wavy Lay's on wavy as one of my like
Lay's
a good dipper.
I mean that's not healthy. I mean you're not. It's there's not. No health there. But like if you're like I don't know. There's just something so comforting. And like talk about salt overload. like so much, because cottage cheese is very salty. And then you put the potato chips with it. It's not something I do now, but when I was a kid, I would just eat that. I'd just eat that. And I like a larger, a little larger curd, but not like, I've had some brands where the curds are insanely big and I'm like, this is disgusting.
How big are we talking?
It was like noticeably just not okay.
I'll be honest. I did not even pay attention to curd size when I was at the supermarket.
Because then you can get small.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Small is, you're just, is it it's too like a little? Paste.
Oh, okay. Maybe I don't pasty? Like small then.
But different maybe brands define medium. Large differently.
Okay.
So I was going to ask you if you have brand loyalty.
Well, the Good Culture is great.
You like it.
I've liked that one.
Okay.
For my dip today, I did Daisy.
I don't know if I've had Daisy.
And it was okay. It was like a little more, it was just felt more
wet.
Wet.
You know, more wet. Kemp's is on the drier side. So but I wonder if you would like that more. Maybe. But don't get the Kemp's small curd. Yeah. That's just like paste.
Yeah. I think if you're using Daisy, if you're using a wetter one, like in something, it probably doesn't matter. But for like, if you're just eating it dipping, the Good Culture is great.
Oh, because it's like, not too wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally get that. Okay, here is my all-time favorite.
I'm ready.
Cottage cheese. But you can only get it, I think, in Minnesota.
Oh, boy.
Because it's so dumb which one it is. It is essential every day.
Yes, like, it is.
It is the house brand, they would call the generic brand for Cub Foods.
Who knew?
And one day, I think everything else was sold out, and I was like, well, fine. I'm getting essential every day.
Mm-hmm.
Full fat.
Okay.
I eat full fat most of the time. Sometimes I'll switch it up with a 2%. For some reason,
what do you like about it?
I don't know. The taste.
Taste is good.
And it's a little bit on the wetter side, and I like that. And so it's just like everything I would want, and it's like the cheapest one.
Oh.
But you know what? Okay. You don't know where they're making that. And
that's true.
I looked it up, and the essential everyday tagline is national brand quality, private brand prices. What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
So private brand is that what they mean when that's what you say instead of generic now?
Oh, maybe.
You know, you used to go to the store and it'd be like the white packaging with the black bands. And that was like, it would just say like macaroni.
Yeah.
No one does that anymore. No. But this essential every day, I looked it up. Like you can only get it through Cub.
It does make me wonder if like whatever a store's generic brand is, like, is that the same? Like between, let's just say,
I don't know.
Cub and Target.
Because you don't know who's making it.
Is that generic but sometimes, brand marketed under different...
I've actually heard that sometimes it's like some other higher level brand and then they just like package some of it up.
Cool.
For like, who knows if that's true. That's like an investigative report that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Who's making this?
Yeah.
Do they have their own factories for all these? Because they make everything essential every day. Yeah, but
they do.
I've also noticed that essential every day is the low level brand that my co-op carries.
Mm-hmm.
So they carry the essential everyday line. And
that's cool.
So I was like, well, if the co-op is carrying this line,
it
has to be decent. Like, come on.
I'm going to check it out.
I'll
test it up against the Good Culture.
Check it out. Good Culture. I've had it. I think I got it from Whole Foods.
Yeah.
It's a different experience. It's just a different experience. You let me know how you feel about it. I also just want to say that this cottage cheese ice cream, have you heard about this?
I haven't, but tell me.
Okay.
Tell me more about the ingredients.
So there's a woman on TikTok that's been credited with this whole thing. Lainey Cooks is her, Lainey Cooks. Mm-hmm. She came up with this. There's just a video. She doesn't actually give you the recipe and measurements. You're just, like, watching her dump a bunch of stuff. But there's only, like, 4 ingredients. But I just want to say, in the beginning, she's standing there with a giant bowl of this ice cream. And the caption says, like, something like, oh, my God, or I can't believe it's 60 grams of protein. And I'm like,
whoa,
that's if you eat the entire container.
Yeah.
So false advertising.
False advertising.
But what you do is, I'll tell you what you do. You put the entire, you put like the carton of cottage cheese.
Okay.
Either honey or maple syrup. She doesn't give a measurement, but online, okay, if you look, people say quarter cup.
Okay.
Then you put in your like mixing thing. Like, what do you want to put in it? Do you want to put strawberries in it? Do you want to put peanut butter in it with some
peanut butter?
Yeah, peanut butter. Chocolate chips. There's all kinds of recipes online now for like all the different kinds that you can make.
Yeah.
So you're putting in your mixer some sugar, essentially, and your cottage cheese, and you're whipping that up in the food processor.
Okay.
And then you freeze it for like, you can put it in like a bread tin.
Oh, like a loaf?
Yeah, loaf pan. Okay. Thank you. Bread tin. What is this, the 20s?
I knew what you were talking about.
Loaf pan. You can freeze it for like 3 hours. It's done. That's it. That's all it is. Mm. It's just like whipped up, frozen cottage cheese. I'm going to try it.
Do it. Do you have a food processor?
I do have a food processor.
I don't,
processor.
And I keep coming across recipes for
I really
them,
think
and I'm like,
it's time to make the investment.
I don't want something, another thing to take up counter space, but maybe it could be a one-in, one-out scenario. So buy the food
My
processor.
My advice on a food processor is get the biggest container that you can.
Yep.
Like, don't skimp on. I mean, if you're going to have to take up the counter space, mine is maybe like a 12 cup, but I feel like it's too small. Like, when I'm chopping up, like, vegetables and something, I'm like, oh, this thing is full already, and that sucks.
Mm.
So go big.
All right.
All right. Let's talk about the recipes.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to have to say I gave you like something that was called like viral TikTok.
Healthy viral TikTok cottage cheese queso.
Yes, cottage cheese queso.
And there are many, many TikTok videos for this like quick cottage cheese queso.
Okay.
This one is from localicious.com.
Okay.
And it's only 3 ingredients, super easy. Just a cup of cottage cheese, a half a cup of pepper jack cheese, either shredded or cubed. I shredded.
Oh, wow.
And 1 tablespoon of low-sodium taco seasoning. That's it. Just 3 ingredients.
That's it.
Yep. Blend it in the blender.
Blend it up.
And then you microwave it.
Oh.
And then you dip it. Yeah. I think maybe if you had a Vitamix or like a better blender, it could work. The blender was not, I don't know, maybe there wasn't enough liquid.
Food
in
processor.
It. Maybe, see?
Food processor.
Maybe I need to like store the blender and like.
So
focus
I think.
On the food processor.
I think you'd probably want to use the wettest cottage cheese you could find.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing you're going to get for your liquid.
Because otherwise, it's just, there's nothing to actually like mix it together.
And then you're microwaving it?
That was a little challenge just to like, I had to scrape things down in the blender and really get it.
Okay.
In. But I have not microwaved it yet.
Okay.
So we will.
Exciting.
After this, we'll melt it up.
We're going to melt her up.
We're going to dip it.
Okay.
But pretty, you know.
And what
came together pretty
and
fast.
What are we having it with?
My dipper of choice is duck. Well, okay. The picture, the photo shows it was Sun Chips.
It was scandalous.
Listen.
Sun Chips. You do not dip queso.
It's too thin. The chip is too thin.
Does anybody dip things with queso? Sun Chips?
If you do, let us know. If you dip Sun Chips, like, have their own. I mean, I know they make they have their original flavor, but they already have their own flavor. And yes, too thin. It's not going to build up to a dip.
Well, you can get a plain Sun Chip.
You could. I'm choosing Donkey Chips. It's a thicker
tortilla. Okay.
Chip.
Okay.
I also brought some Wheat Thins.
Oh yes.
Tell me about,
because that could work with mine.
Tell me.
Oh my gosh.
A wavy lay could also maybe work, but since it's queso,
no,
I was thinking tortilla chip.
No.
I don't think a wavy
tortilla.
Lay. Wavy lay is more for like a French onion dip.
Yes. P.S. You can get now cottage cheese with the like sour cream chive like flavor.
What?
Already mixed in.
Whoa. Where?
So
in the section?
Yeah. It's there.
Oh my
Big
gosh.
Tubs of it.
So it's already got the flavor in there. It's savory. Okay. And you could just use that as your dip. That's you don't true. Need to go through into nope. any trouble at all.
You don't. What do you think about Triscuits?
No. Oh, hell no. I think a I'm Triscuit, glad we agree on this. Triscuit is my least favorite cracker it's ever too created.
Much, it is too much cracker.
It's too much cracker. It's so dry. The consistency is awful.
I don't know.
Who likes that?
I don't know. Some
people I would like be Triscuits. So angry when I was a kid and I would go to a party and someone would have Triscuits too out. Much. I'd be like, ugh.
Too much.
No. Give me a Ritz.
Yeah.
Give me a Ritz. Ugh. Give me some buttery goodness. I don't want your dry Triscuits. Love a Ritz. Yeah.
Love a Wheat Thin.
No, no Triscuit.
Times I've mentioned Wheat Thin so far. 7. And I, yeah,
it's
anyway.
Okay. You love a Wheat Thin.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. So pretty easy to make other than like the blender, I don't know, needed a little more moisture in there or something. Yeah. Really blends it up.
Okay.
I'm hoping it will like melt together in the microwave. But,
okay.
What?
Oh, shoot.
Did you have to make?
I do not. It had a very literal title. What was the title?
Cottage cheese cucumber cooler.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This recipe is from one of my grandparents' church cookbooks.
All right.
They lived in Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And this is the Old North Church cookbook from November 1978.
But this is not the recipe that she contributed.
It's not. She, I'll tell you, here are the three recipes from my grandma, Edna, my Nana, that's what I call okay. her, Edna Lale, that's in here. Pork chops with rice.
Nice.
Which I think I remember her making. It's got orange juice in there.
Hmm.
Seashore clam dip.
Oh. Do you like clams?
I like clam chowder.
Okay. I do too. I do.
That might be it.
That's it. Well, I can't.
Fried clams maybe.
I don't know.
Clam strips.
When do you really eat clams? I mean, we live in the Midwest.
Her third recipe in here is an olive and cheese ball.
Nice.
Blue cheese.
Ooh.
Butter.
Yeah.
Black olives.
Yeah.
Walnuts.
Let's
and
do it.
Cream cheese. Ooh. I know Ooh, you love a cheese ball.
I do.
You've made some good cheese balls.
I am really into it. I guess I'm just a big fan of cheese.
This recipe is by Flo McMullen, though. And she has a bunch of recipes in here, so.
All right. Well, here.
Anyway,
I'll
feel
give
like
you.
You're about to say something.
I'll give you the rundown of what this is.
Yeah.
It is pretty grandma because it's like you shred a cucumber.
Okay.
You peel and shred it. You try to let it sit there to let some of the like cucumber juice. And I think I might have messed that up. We can discuss. Then you just dump that whole container of cottage cheese in a bowl. You put that cucumber in there and then you're putting in some garlic powder and some dill. You can go fresh or dry.
Which one did you do?
I did dry.
Yeah.
It felt better to me.
That feels, with the dried or garlic powder.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all it is.
Did you add salt?
Well, no, because it felt like the cottage cheese was salty enough. Yeah. And then it said you could serve it on lettuce. And I was I just can't. thought about it, but
what
I got.
What dipper are you bringing?
I got some. Battle of the dips. I got pita chips.
All right.
Or like
I love a pita chip.
Those little baked.
Yeah.
Who makes them? Townhouse?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just was like, what would be a sturdy?
Yes.
Something sturdy.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah.
Sturdy.
And I mean,
sturdy.
I was trying to keep it a little on the healthy side, which is why I did not go potato chip because it feels like this is a healthy salad that you could serve. So I didn't want to disrespect Flo. I don't know. I did try it because mine is already done. I mean, we'll get into
it.
We'll get into it. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's microwave. And we're back after some delicious dips.
Good. Pretty close, this one, for me.
Yeah. This is a close one. Let's start with your queso. What did you think?
So, threw it in the microwave. I was hoping the microwave was gonna like really like melt things up. And I think the pepper jack did melt, but the cottage cheese just didn't melt. So I think part of the problem was it just didn't get blended. Enough. The blender just didn't blend it enough. It did
not, yeah, too many chunks.
So it was not, I wanted it to be smoother.
Okay.
So back to food. So food processor could maybe have been a good option. Okay. To like really
whip
like
it.
Blend up, whip it, make it smoother. Okay. Taste was good. Can't go wrong with Donkey Chips.
Okay.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good. I don't know. I guess if you're talking about queso, okay. I think it's situational. If you're having queso for a party.
Yeah.
Do you want the cottage cheese queso? I think no.
Probably not.
You know, you're having your Super Bowl party. It's just not quite special enough. I'm at home by myself. Yeah. It's Friday night. I'm watching a movie.
You might have the ingredients.
I'm whipping up the cottage cheese queso. I'm happy. I'm fine.
This recipe only really makes enough for like
two
people.
Maybe two. Yeah, two.
Yep.
It's a small, So
movie night.
Situational movie night, you know, I don't know. But is it good? Like, is it like as good as queso? No.
No.
No. It's missing some notes.
Agree. Yeah.
And so one of the things I was wondering about was if you could put something else other than this taco seasoning in it. You could do like a picante or something or a salsa to like give it a little bit of zip.
Yeah.
A little tomato edge. I don't know. There was something weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a little bit, not life changing.
No, not life changing. And I wanted it to be. I wanted
tasty.
It to be. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we have mine.
Cottage cucumber cooler.
Cucumber. The kook cooler.
Refreshing, I think.
Yes. I
thought it was refreshing.
Here's.
Makes a lot.
Oh my God. Okay. It's a huge bowl. There's some problems here too, because if you don't get all the water out of this cucumber, it is just reacting with the cottage cheese and it's making more liquid.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more liquid. And that's not appetizing. Now it's a full on dip. There's no serving this on lettuce.
No.
It's like, what? No. You'd have to have a very, very dry cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Then you need to press your cucumber. You shred it, but you gotta like press the water out.
Yep.
Which I did not do. I only did the recipe said to leave it sit for like 5 minutes. No.
It's going to keep.
You got to.
Releasing liquid.
You got to press it. I don't know how you're going to dry this cucumber out.
Yep.
To get it dry enough to go into this cottage cheese and not just be.
You added more.
Yeah.
Spice too.
Well, it was only a quarter. For an entire big container of cottage cheese, a quarter teaspoon of dill.
Not enough.
No.
No.
And then a pinch.
Not enough.
Here's what I found, though, with these older cookbooks.
Yeah.
People were afraid of spice. Mm-hmm. Like, people, they just, like, could not handle it. I don't know what it was, but I've noticed consistently in old recipes, they are under-seasoned, under-spiced. It's bland.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kicked it up a little, and, like, I probably would do more next time.
Yeah.
I mean.
And we tried it as is, and then you put it in the food processor. And
I that, whipped
like,
it.
It blended it up a little. It made it more smooth, and that was good.
It made it more smooth. You could do that. So you could you could figure out a way to make this work where you're whipping it up in the food processor, and it becomes a full-on dip. But like we were saying, if you had it drier, it could also just go on like toast.
Yeah.
It could be like a... Because I'm trying to think of what you're going to do with all this.
I don't know what
it's
you're going to
do with it. It's an insane amount.
It's a lot.
You could really cut this in half.
You could.
Half a cucumber, half a thing of cottage cheese.
And don't be afraid to bump it up.
Yeah, bump the spice.
With the garlic.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper. I don't know if fresh
I didn't put any pepper in it, and I probably should have, but it didn't call for it. I was trying to be true. So
I appreciate that. What's your vote?
Oh my God, no.
Do you want me to go first?
No.
I'm ready to vote.
What? What are you voting for?
I am giving the edge to the cooler.
Oh my God.
They are very tied in my mind right now. but I'm giving a slight edge to the cooler for its like refreshingness.
Okay. It is refreshing. In my mind, they're very tied.
Yeah.
This is the first time where I was like, I feel close. Completely neutral in the middle. I don't have... I guess I'll give it to the cooler because...
You don't have to. It can be a draw.
If I am neutral, then it doesn't matter. there might be more use case. I just like saying use case.
I don't know what that is.
It's a dumb... I don't know. There might be more ways to use cucumber cooler. Maybe it's more versatile.
A little more versatile.
You could put it on toast. You could put it on crackers. I guess you could put it in a salad.
You could. Yeah.
Maybe there's more ways to do it.
Slight edge to the cooler.
Slight edge.
All right. Well.
But here's the real test. Would you make it again? No.
Would you make the queso again?
Would you make the cucumber cooler?
I don't know.
Okay. That's a no.
Probably not.
Oh my God. Cottage cheese fail today. Cottage cheese fail.
I mean, If I had some stuff at home, I guess I could, you know, because I do like to just dip a cracker in the cottage cheese. So, you know, why not throw in some extra spice and stuff too?
See?
For dippers.
I think I've decided something completely the opposite. Just eat it,
right?
Damn cottage cheese.
Does it need all the extra
stuff? I don't need crap sprinkled in it. I don't need to heat it up. Here's one thing I am going to do, and I will report back.
Okay.
I'm going to make the cottage cheese ice cream.
Okay.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to tell you what I think.
Okay.
I will report back on that next time, so everybody stay tuned for my report. But you know what? If you are a cottage cheese lover, you don't need to spice it up. You don't need to, it doesn't need to be stuffed into anything.
No.
It doesn't need to be like whipped or blended or anything. Just eat it.
Yeah. You can just eat it.
Just eat it.
When you find the one you like.
Eat it with potato chips.
Yeah. Yum.
All right. So I guess we're giving the edge to the cucumber cooler today.
So all right. Very close.
All right.
And yes, don't forget you can see photos of our recipes on our Instagram.
We will share the photo of Nixon's final White House lunch.
That is Recipe Challenge Pod on Instagram.
Okay. And
please follow us if you haven't already. We would love it.
Yeah.
And time to reveal our next theme. And we have our first listener email.
Wait. is this a person we know?
It is a person we know.
Oh my God.
I have it right here.
Oh my God. A person we know.
I was very excited to get this listener email and this.
Okay. Let me.
If you recall did this from person, our last.
Did this person that we know have to tell you to go check the email because we never check it?
Or, no. I just go in and check maybe like once a week or something like that.
Oh my God. So listeners, Katie is checking and we never get an email. So come on.
I am checking.
Okay.
It is a monitored account.
This is a monitored account.
And if you like, you too can have your email read.
Yes.
On the air.
Share this email.
Our email is recipechallengepod@gmail.com.
Okay.
I was going to say something else. Yes, usually when I go in to check the email, it's like TikTok. You follow this, it's like TikTok related.
Right.
We have a TikTok.
Did you like fall out of your chair when there was a real one?
I was so excited.
Okay.
All right, here it is. All right. The email subject is longtime fan.
Okay. I know this could be one of two people.
Here we go. Dear Katie and Rebecca. I'm a longtime listener and huge fan of Recipe Challenge Pod. In episode 4, Award Season Cocktails, you invited your listeners to send in ideas for future episodes, which is my reason for writing today. I've loved the variety of recipe sources the episodes have covered thus far, and the wit and enthusiasm you both bring to the process. One food I am particularly enthusiastic about is honey! Do you know who it is now?
Yeah.
Someone that loves honey?
No, it actually could still be one of two people.
Okay. Right,
I think I do.
All right. I love honey for many reasons and noted that a honey syrup was actually included in the recipe for the Gold Rush cocktail, which got my mind buzzing.
Oh, now I know who this is.
With all the possibilities.
I know who this is.
I know my two favorite pod hosts could bring to a future episode. Honey is an ingredient for all seasons and can be worked into sweet and savory food alike. If you choose to feature honey in a future episode of Recipe Challenge, it would, quote, bomb for this listener's ears.
Okay, I know who this is.
Jen Finn.
I knew it.
Friend of the pod and friend in real life.
The puns are what gave it away.
And I did, so she included her middle name, which is Melissa. What? And included what? That.
Wait.
It's translated from Greek that means honeybee.
Oh.
I love it.
Really? That's so cool.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Jen. Okay, so honey.
And we, in our last episode, we said if you email us an idea.
Right, of course.
So the theme for next episode is honey. And I am giving us carte blanche. You can do sweet.
Oh, no.
You can do savory. But I will say the rule is honey has to be like the primary prominent flavor.
Honey forward.
Honey forward.
Okay, but...
Honey forward.
Okay, maybe we need to debate this off the air. Because there's like so many things.
It is. And it can be hard to compare like
yeah.
a sweet and a savory yeah. dish. So maybe we can decide.
I mean, we will decide.
If we want to do
okay.
sweet. Narrow it down a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
But honey.
Honey.
Honey will be the primary flavor.
Just in time for spring, everyone. The
love
bees
it.
Are waking up, and we're going to be doing honey next time.
All right. Do we have any other business to cover?
That's it. Just don't have any sad desk lunches with pineapple and cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. You can do better. You can do better.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. See you next time. Or, well, I won't see you.